Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about government attempts to take over the central bank's debt.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and I'll call you back.
And Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Debt Assumption Bill.
The Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Finance and Economic Development is conducting public hearings this week to get input from stakeholders on a proposed legislation for the government to take over the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's debts.
The hearings started in the Eastern Highlands in Mutare yesterday, and the committee was in Bulawayo today. The committee is expected to move to Gweru tomorrow, winding up in Harare on Thursday. In June, draft legislation to take over RBZ's $1.35 billion debt was gazetted, and the bill is under consideration by the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Legal Issues. But from hearing so far, the majority of Zimbabweans are up in arms with the government for trying to assume that debt, arguing that the debt was accrued as a result of quasi-fiscal operations by a few in the government who they allege looted the resources from the Central Bank of Zimbabwe. And these people are saying they must pay. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
Onguka Gibbs, pane committee ya paramende iri kufamba maguta yanga iri kwa Mutare nasi yanga iri kuBulawayo mangwana inenge iri mugweru nechina ichipinda muHarare ichinzwa pfungwa dzevanhu panyaya yekuti hurumende yotora here iyo chikwereti chine banga reRBZ chinosvika icho $1.3 billion vamwe vari kuti kwete hurumende haifaniri kuti inge ichiita izvi nekuti vanhu vakatora mari dzacho matrakita, fertilizer nezvimwe zvimwe vanofanira kunge vachinzi vabhadhare. Asi nekune rimwe rutivi vamwe vari kuti RBZ ikaramba yakatakuriswa mutoro uyu haizokwanise kuita basa rayo nemazvo. Ndonyaya iri mudariro.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizvile kakuru kuti kona ngale ke Mutare abantu bebechingwa kwamagamu besiti nokuweziwa ngokukhulunywa ngebhili leyi. Kungazani kudonsela abantu egodini. Njengoba ke abantu sokukhanya ukuthi yibo sokumele bebhadale okwathathwa ngabanye abantu kula ngale ku-RBZ kusenziwa inhlelo ezijiyeneyo. Siyakhumbula ukuthi abantu banikwa ama-tractor, banikwa okuningi kakhulu, inhlanyelo ungakuqamba akupheli, kodwa iningi labantu ababhadalanga Blessing. So ke lapho sokudingisiswa ukuthi kambe uhulumende engathatha yini izikweleti zangkhona $1.35 billion ezi ku-RBZ khona ngale azithathe ukwenza ukuthi azibhadale. So yikho kuthiwa ke i-assumption bill yangkhona. So ke siyakwazi njalo ukuthi RBZ yathathela amakampani ama-NGO singathi inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa imali emangalisayo. And bathi beyithatha kwampana basithi bazama ukulungisa umnotho ukuthi ume uqinembijana. Ye, so kodwa lakoBulawayo abantu bebechinga futhi besithi hayi kunoko kwenziwa ngurhulumente ukuzama ukuthi kuthathwe izikweleti akulunganga. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabo abantu ukuthi bathini blessing akuchaya season 4.
Indeed, and of course, Gibbs, you know who people allege to be the poster boy of these goings on at the RBZ. It's none other than the ZANU-PF chairperson for Mashonaland West Province, businessman, come politician, Themba Muliskwa. He was allegedly loaned about $12.5 million by the RBZ. And when they asked him to repay the loan, he said, I want to pay it in the demonetized Zim dollars, which is a serious problem.
And we see that there is one that debt that is being looked into.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Mikkelis debt, you know, which amounts to $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the deliberations today,
mm-hmm.
there were indications that no one knows where the money went, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of trying to find how the funds were used and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have heard that the Zimbabwe Zim Court has actually said, no, the best thing is to first carry out an audit of that debt. After carrying out an audit of that debt, then those funds can be repaid by either government or those people that are involved. I think they've got a point there.
Yes, people are writing. Let's hear what they are saying. We go to WhatsApp first. Of course, we always encourage our listeners to text us. You have our WhatsApp number so that you can share with fellow listeners your thoughts on any subject that will be under discussion. Our WhatsApp number is 1-202-465-0318. Just send us a WhatsApp message there and we'll read your message as we are doing now. Let's start with Admire. Admire says, those who benefited should repay. Never says, they are right that ZANU-PF should pay what they owe. It's not national business, but ZANU-PF business because they are the ones who benefited from those funds. Clyde says, those who benefited are the ones who must pay, full stop. Clifford says, they must stick to the term, retain everything that you borrow. The benefited individuals must therefore repay the loans, or they call it, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Tinasha says, this one looks like unconditional since no action is going to be taken against the big fish that benefited from this program. And then, of course, we have Ngwebia, who says the proposed debt assumption bill is nothing but a ploy by ZANU-PF officials who long turned to the RBZ, who turned the RBZ into a personal lender to benefit. No wonder the country's economy is in shambles. Cleo Anotie, the poor get poorer in order to save the rich. Ko anditi China yasunga zvinuka, saka this is a desperate move to get another source through the RBZ bank to cover up the potholes they caused through unnecessary borrowing, thinking the government will make a plan as usual. Ndini Cleo Mutomba ku Jamestown, Johannesburg. Atonde says the government should make sure whoever benefited should pay a certain percentage, e.g. 40% to the RBZ, or the government should use the money they want to compensate our lost Zim dollars in banks to offset their debts. We have a caller, Gibbs, before we read what is on Facebook. Tinamko Mafarai, Magadim Ko Mafarai.
Dagasimba, Magasimbo Ere, Mkoma Blessing.
Aiwa, Isu, Tiriwadi, Zedu, Mkoma Farai. Munoona se nyayari mdari, Mkoma Farai.
Nyayari, you know, the same, Zmedia, Zuti, our, and other benefit, our, Bakato, Piwa, Zumizika, Mafound, Badari, Maraga, one want to Badara, with the game of Zimbabwe, Nekurakuti,
Asika vari kuti matrakita akapiwa aya akapiwa kuti varimire chikafu nyika nekudaro hapana chakaipa.
Izvi zvikuto taura kudai kuti pindi chempi kuti zviri totally empty vari kungogodza vanhu ava vari kupractisa yatinoti commercial farming but vari kupractisa yatinoti subsistence farming yekungorimira mhuri dzavo havasi kukwanisa kuendesa kuchempi ikoko chikafu icho chavari kurima ichochocho
saka
hapana chakabenefita nyika ipapo apo
saka dambudziko roitwa sei
ndinoona sekunge ndizobasa ndingati mapurisa basa ndirekuinforsa mutemo kana ivo vakaindoza masignatures pasi vachiita zvinhu izvesizva mapurisa vanofanira kuti vaende kuwana kana kuti vanoenda kune madebt collectors then vanoenda kumakwani ivo vosvika vokolekta chii vokolekta zvinhu zviri woti nemari yavakatora yakatoonevanhu ivavo kupi kubhengi ikoko so that zvobatsira kuti chii nyika ibenefit unlike kuti zviti kumbira mari kune dzimwe nyika ka kuti tikwanise kurana system yenyika but tirikutadza kuzviita nekuda kuti mari hatina but takuda kuti titori imwe mari kubudisa kungobhadhara makambanis akabudisa matirikta zvina akabudisa satellite yo of which is kutokanda los kune zimbabwe izvozvizvo kune nyika yese
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma farai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinotendawo nekundibatsawo maita ndafara chaizvo ndiri kuno kupai demoyo ndiri fara chidumo
handitika aiwa tinofara chaizvo nekutitsigira tichaita tichikufonerai tichinzwa kuti kuri kufamba sei kupai demoyoko
kupai demoyo kune zvakawanda zvitoriko zvoda kutaurwa neni saka ndinotenda hangu kana vamuchizondibata
aiwa tinokufonerai mukoma farai Tabonga. Gibbs, of course, Farai saying that they must repay the loans, you know, no free lunch. And I think we have our first guest now, Mr. Joy Mabenge, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development and is also the acting director or national director of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Blessings and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. The phone is breaking a bit. I hope I will not experience problems. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Mabenge, it's good that you actually joined us for this kind of program. We really appreciate that. So at the end of the day, what can you say about these public meetings, you know, on the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt assumption bill?
Well, the first thing I must say really is that there is everything wrong with the government assuming the debt of the central bank, particularly given the nature and the circumstances under which this debt was accrued. As Zimcord, we've always said it, and we continue to say it, that whether it's the national debt or it's the international debt, the national debt, this debt that the government wants to assume is at about 1.3 billion, you are told. And then we have an international debt that is, the figures change, but we know that we can fairly say that this debt is standing at about 10 billion United States dollars. The challenge that we have is that we have always said, as Zimcord, that what the nation needs to do is to go through an independent debt audit process. This debt audit process can be carried out through an independent body that is appointed by Parliament, an independent body that must be allowed access to all documents. For all intents and purposes, it is known that the bulk of the 1.3 billion that was the 1.3 billion debt that was accrued by the central bank particularly between the period 2007 and the inception of the inclusive government was debt that was accrued through quasi-fiscal activities. Quasi-fiscal activities were and remain unconstitutional. Therefore, the audit of this debt must be able to tell us how much was borrowed from where, or how much was raided from which bank account? What was this debt used for? For all intents and purposes, we know very well that the bulk of this debt was used under the broad scheme of busting sanctions. And busting sanctions meant buying tractors, which were being loaned or which were being sold to farmers. And farming is a business. It's not a charity. Farming is a business, and we expect those big goods that that benefited from the land reform program and got farm equipment by 2008. The land reform program was in its eighth year of implementation, so there was no point around anyone being a new farmer because they had chosen to go into farming as a business. So what we are saying is that this audit must be able to disaggregate every loan that was contracted by the central bank through the farm mechanization process, through the farm input schemes, and any other process and any other unsanctioned process that that the central bank went through under their quasi-fiscal activities. Once that is done, it is going to tell us that it is not the responsibility of the Zimbabwean population, as the general citizens who are already squeezed, to then repay this debt, the debt that was accrued by the central bank for the purposes of posturing, for the purposes of buying equipment for the big wigs. It is not the responsibility of the Zimbabwean citizens to repay this debt. Why do I say so? It is very clear that this government does not have money. This government does not have any revenue streams that are coming through consistently. In fact, if you read the mid-term fiscal policy review statement by Minister Chinamasa, it tells you that government has failed to meet its target in terms of revenue collection for the period under review. Now, why do you want to burden the very same government by putting on top of its already squeezed fiscal space another 1.3 billion and obligated to repay this debt to whoever to whoever this was raised from? My point remains, and our point remains, that those who benefited from these monies must be traced. Those who benefited from these monies must pay back the money to the central bank or any other financial institution for that matter, so that they are held to account. The ethos of the new constitution, the ethos of the constitution that the Zimbabweans approved in May, March of 2013, are ethos of transparency and accountability. We can't behave as if we are still living in the era before 2013. We want this government to be accountable. And the central bank, we know that they are the lender of last resort, but if the new central bank governor has assumed responsibility and taken over a debt that he doesn't know what to do with, it is not appropriate for him to parcel that out to citizens. How is the government going to repay this? They are going to take us more. Who doesn't know that now they are so desperate to the point of having to levy tax on airtime, having to levy tax on foodstuff, more tax, we are overtaxed. We do not have the capacity to repay this debt of citizens.
Thank you.
That borrowed must be able to pay back this debt.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabenge. I think we have our second guest, Mr. Peter Moyo, a Harare City Councillor. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine, and thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, Mr. Moyo, what is your take on this move by the government to assume the RBZ debts?
I don't think the move is very wise. It is unwise in the sense that how about the people who lost their money in banks? How is the government going to compensate for that? As far as I can see, whenever this government is turning left, you should turn right. Never follow what they are doing. What they are trying to do here is a situation whereby the citizens are held to ransom to pay their own selfish means. Because they went as far as buying tractors, buying diesel, buying everything during the hyperinflation period. They never gave the residents or the citizens an opportunity to express themselves in a manner that suit them. But actually, the government took it upon themselves to print these useless Zim donors, and they went on to have so many companies took their children overseas to school. They squandered the resources of this nation, and they never bothered to listen to the residents, to their plea, until the inclusive government came in. When the inclusive government came in, they kept quiet. We were asking, Where is our money, which way we left in the bank during the Zim Dollar era? We lost a lot of money through NASA, through Old Mutual, through a lot of things. Right now, they've got so many companies. They want us to sponsor their corruption acts. So I'm calling upon all the citizens of this country to wake up and reject this kind of plunder of resources. They must go to Chiazwa and take money to Chiazwa. All the mines should actually pay this 1.122 billion.
Thank you so much, Councillor Moyo Gibbs. Would you have?
Yeah, ngilabo bantu ababili lapha cinqweni. Ukuqala ke umnumzana uD Moyo. Baba D Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Ngithona kahle, utshona njani?
Ngithonile kakhulu sibili. Kunjani kulapha eJozi?
Hayi, eJozi chisa.
Yeah, nathi udaba lamhlanje ungathini baba?
Okokuqala mina bengingaqala ukuthi kunjengokuthi kungumbuzo ukuthi kanti ukuphi yena ugono atshela abantu ukuthi imali ingaphi, wayidlala kubani, wayinikeza abani. Uma kuthi bayinikeza abantu ababelima, yikho uma kuthi wayinikeza abantu asebelima, babelima besenza thina la sihlala khona ekuyami sekithi isigaba ngikukhumbuni bona umuntu ethola ikhuba noma ethola ini. Ngikhumbula nje iy'nkomo zakho dala izosaza kasazithola dala lokho, it was not even from Reserve Bank, wakubuya kubo-FC. Ze-FC labo orap. So azange izwe imali yabuya ku-government efani ethenge ikhuba. Right. Kusho ukuthi njengokube zenjalo kusho ukuthi yilawo mafama abadla nawo kuleyo ndlela abathatha ngayo imali bayisebenzisa. Yibo asebenza bavale amatamatisi nani nani lokhu kungangeni eboda kubuya kwamanye amazwe ukuthi kuyesiza abantu ekhaya. So kusho ukuthi bona banayo abayenzi ngayo leyo ndlela vela bakwazi generate leyo mali kulabo bantu ababalimayo, babhadale leyo mali abayinikeza abantu abalimayo. Ngoba ukuthi umuntu abhadale evele sizilambila abadala sisebenza o 3 months 4 months ingaholi, phinde uthathe imali phinde fake phezulu kuthi ne-tax izakhuphuka vele ukuze ikhave le mali yabo abayifunayo ukuthi zifikwazi ukuthi ibhadale isikole se-Reserve Bank. Engicabanga ukuthi mina ngaleyo ndlela umthwalo wethu uzabe usumkhulu ukwedlula owethu ovele omkhulu sinje ngapha kubo-South Africa, ikuthi imali zabadala ziningi zadliwa ebhenki, zaphelela ebhenki, sadliwa ebhenki thina. Then imali zabadala, imisebenzi yaphela, manje sesingaphandle kwamanje sesiyadubeka. So fanele futhi okuncane siyabe sekuthumezile kuhlehlule ukuthi nokucina sekubhadele khona ngale mali ekhaya. Ngaba ama-orange asathumezela amatamatisi laloko okuncane esiyabe sekutholile ekhaya. Ngicabanga ukuthi sesingasasebenzeli ukuthi lathi sizibona siyisizwe sibone ukuthi lapho esihlala khona kusendaweni esiyahlala sibula yiyo okhorela labo ebhola laba sikole lokuthi sihlele ukugeza izandla ukuthi sithengisiwe kodwa sibhadale izikoleni zabanye abantu abalabantwana abakwamanye amazwe lapho bakhona bakhulele kwamanye amazwe lapho bakhona lesishona lesindebela angiboni ukuthi uyakhona nokusikhuluma, kakwanisi ukusikhuluma, uyihluleka totali ngenxa yokuthi too educated ngemali ewutshontshwa thina sokufanele futhi sihle siyibhadale. Bona ngani lapho siyase sihlukumezeke kakhulu. Abathi kusixolela bona baviza ugono team yakhe, it's either benzele yona i-audit leyo a-audit akhuluma ukuthi imali zingabi. Then uma kuthi umuntu owanikezwayo i-tractor, lo muntu ulawo amamini zokubhadala phose ule tractor uyalima.
Hawu, boni ke siyabonga kakhulu imnumzana Moyo, sibonge kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, Mr. Moyo is not a happy man. He says, where is Mr. Gideon Gono to come to the public and, you know, say exactly where the man went, you know?
On all,
yeah. So then, Slom Nomzana, Skube, Mrs. Ncube. Mrs. Ncube, you connect to one? Long Ncube, to one? Ungazani lapho udlala uBob Marley, I think background.
Yeah,
kunjalo mfowethu.
Let's read the last of the messages that we have on WhatsApp. Solomon on WhatsApp says, under the mechanization program, surely those who benefited should pay back what they owe. Obed says, why should we be forced to pay for generators that went to ZANU PF farms? Brighton says all ZANU-PF followers who benefited from the farm mechanization scheme in 2008 should just pay their credits. Gideon Gono should release their names and no sacred cows must be left. Zimbabwe is for Zimbabweans, not for ZANU-PF. Do you have anything on Facebook?
No, in fact, I think our network is not too good, but I'll just read something you know, concerning the bill. Blessing. So according to the bill, creditors will make claims to the central bank and provide proof for validation before settlement. So I quote, here is a quotation. All claims arising from prior debts shall be validated and reconciled by the debt management office, for which purpose the office may demand from the creditor consent, authenticated copies of the relevant loan, agreement or contract, any other documentation in support of the creditor's claim, including shipment schedules showing commodities supplied and quality and price per shipment, end quote. So, which means if you have that kind of, you know, if you have what a claim, you have to go to the central bank and make that kind of claim. And at the end of the day, the government will pay through the central bank.
Rekaindidzoke kwamuri vamabhenge tichimbotaura nechishona vamabhenge chii chiri kupa kuti pasaiti kweaudit yamuri kutaura yekuti vanhu vazivewo kuti vanhu vakatora mari ndeanani uye vachitsananguravo kuti zvii zviri kukonzera kuti vasakwanise kudzorera mari idzi chii chiri kukonzera izvi
kuna na 2006-2007 iko 2008 uko paiitwa nyaya idzodzi dzekunge vanhu vachitora zvikwereti zvakadaiwo central bank ichitora zvikwereti zvakadaiwo ichiita mabasa aiita iyaya zvinhu zvaiitwa muchivande zvinhu zvaiitwa nevanhu vasina kumira pachokwadi kana ndichitaura mashoko atinouyisa tose muchishona panga pane mabasa andingati inini pane fungidziro ngatitaure nichiti pane fungidziro yekuti pane mabasa eukororo akaitwa ipapapa vanhu vakapiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvinhu zvakawanda izvo zvinosanganisira mataractor zvinosanganisira majenereta zvinhu zvakawanda zvakanyanyisisa zvinhu izvi zvaitotengwa kunana china kwaa zvinozivikanwa value yazvo mumaus dollar nekuti ndo karenzi yazvaitengwa nazvo asi zvaingounzwa muno muzozotengeswa nezimudollar zvinotozivikanwa value yazvo nyaya iripo inyaya yekuti vanhu vakanyanya kuwana munyaya iyoyini vanhu vakuru vanhu vana mazita vanhu vanenge vamwe vacho vanhu vari muhurumende vamwe vacho vanhu vana mazita makuru makuru ndosaka isu chiramba tichingoti zvinhu ngazviitwe pachena zvinhu ngazviitwe pajekerere tizive ngavaburitse list ngavaburitse list vaiti tsvo apa tione kuti ningi wakapuhwa taracta yakaita mari yokuti yakatengwa kuchina ningi wakapuhwa eloni yekuti aite zvokuti zvokuti ningi tivazive vanhu ivavo tigononongodza tizive kuti vanhu ivava havana here havasi kunge vandori havasi kurana here mabhizinesi pari zvinhu anosanganisira kurima anogona kuita kuti vadzosere mari iyoyo vari kugona kuzviita wanga waumbavha wepamusorosoro umbavha wekuba vamwe vakwanga kuri kubira kuenda hapana angazive saka isu savanhu tinoramba tichingotaura nyaya yokuti iko kana vanhu vaita zvinhu zvavo zvine ukororo mukati haikona kuzodzoka maakudzoka kurudhende kana kuti kune turuzhinji maakuti tichigadzirisa madhaka amunenge makaita gadzirisai moga madhaka iyaya kuti kuramba muchimbunyikidza vana vezimbabwe avo vagara vachisvinwa kusvinwa nekusvinwa nguva yose togara tichingosvinwa kuti padiki patinapo ipapo toramba tichitorerwa inotoramba tichitorerwa kusvika riini
tinotenda vamabhenge rambai makabata zvenyu tine mumwe muteereri mukoma lasti makadii mukoma lasti muripo here parunhare mukoma lasti mukoma lasti
so back to you Mr. Mabhenge now according to this bill you know there is supposed to be a debt management office which is a department within the Ministry of Finance so I hope we are going to get back to that issue when we take a break right now and then come back
so Mr. Mabhenge and Mr. Moyo please do stay on the line we will be back shortly for our radio listeners we are streaming live go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk this is Blessing Zulu
now what Blessing is saying you go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press there then listen to live talk This is James Stuber in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
Yeah.